Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Enough with these RPs, regular people. I'm told I have an FP, full-on famous person, on the line. He's an actor, an improviser, a director, a mogul, even. And a writer, and his name is Matt Walsh. Matt?
Tom?
How are you?
Thank you for the lovely introduction.
You, sir, what can't you do? First question. What can't you do?
What can't I do? I don't know. I can't golf. I don't golf well.
You're not a good golfer? I thought that was your thing.
Not a good golfer.
I thought you were a big golfer.
No, I enjoy it, but I'm not a... This is really boring, but I'm not a good golfer.
Okay. Look, it humanizes you a little bit for the people who are just stare at you and look up and be like, this guy directs movies. He's an actor. He's on Veep. He's in all these different things. He's not a founding member of the Upright Citizens Brigade. He's a second generation member of Upright Citizens Brigade. Is that fair to say?
That's not fair to say. Why do you instigate?
Well, when did you join the thing? Did you join when you were not like, because you were in Inside Vladimir, I believe.
I did not do Inside. That was Amy and Tina.
What was your group?
My first improv group was called Johnny Tractor with Andy Richter and some other folks.
Okay, and then so you teamed up with the other UCB members and formed the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Sure. Now, why not?
Yeah. Well, no, but it started. There was like six of you at first, right?
Yeah.
And then, who were the other two? Was it Horatio? Was he one of the founding members?
When I started, it was like McKay and Horatio. Ian was around, and a guy named Rick Roman who passed away, and Armando Diaz.
Okay, so it was a pretty full group, and then it got then the four of you were the ones who were the prime members of the UCB.
Sure, prime. What does prime mean?
I don't know. You're the main ones. The main ones. How about that? Main.
Yes.
Now,
sure.
when you look at it now and you're just like, how did that logo, like, when's the first time you saw that logo? And were you just like, oh, that's a nice logo. That's a fun logo. And then suddenly it's like the logo.
Yeah, I think it reminded me of that, like, classic Time magazine photo of people at a 3D movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, everybody in the theater?
Yeah, that's what it made me think of, but it stuck, and for whatever reason, it stuck.
It's crazy how it stuck.
Yeah, it is. It's like your radio show. How long have you been doing your radio show?
15-something years, I guess, right? Almost 20.
You're like a mogul.
Yeah, look, I got it all figured out here. I'm just rolling in... in the money.
You're hopping out to Los Angeles to take meetings with big shots, and then you get home for your show. You're like doing everything.
I do, because you're saying that because I ran into you. We were both we were meeting at the same place. We were both meeting over at Nat Geo. We were pitching them different.
I had a reality show about bonobos monkeys.
I was pitching something about dog bloopers. that I...
It's called America's Funniest Videos.
Yes, and it would have dogs, like, pulling the mail out of the mail, and trying to put the mail through the slot, and, you know, pulling on a leash and knocking, pulling the owner down, and all kinds of stuff.
Chasing his tail, sure, I get it.
Exactly, and, and I would do voices on it, like, I'm going to catch you someday, like chasing his tail. I'm going to get you. So...
But only rescue dogs, right? No, puppy mill dogs.
No. We would. Yeah. We will also. The other half of the show is us. Not firebombing the puppy mill places with the puppies in it. That would be counterproductive.
No. Yeah.
But we just yell at the people.
Yeah, we'll set a picket line.
Yes, we'll make it hard for them. Now, Matt Walsh, you. What do people know you best from at this point? Is Veep what everybody knows you from when they say, hey, you're that guy?
Yeah, I would say Veep, sure, because that's currently on television still.
And it's coming up now. You have another season coming up in like a week or so.
Yeah, we're having our big premiere in New York on Monday, April 6th.
And Veep, you are on that. It's Armando Iannucci created it.
Armando Iannucci from the Steve Coogan show, Alan Partridge, that guy, and In the Loop. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And is he just is he super smart? What's he like?
Yeah, he's very smart, and he's very like a Renaissance intellectual. He does documentaries about chickens and Yates, and has all these interests. He's very, very smart and very busy writing, creating things all the time.
I wish I was smart like that.
Yeah, he's Oxford. I'm sitting in my car, and my children keep trying to come in.
Okay. Well, look. We'll. I don't want you to deny your children because we had.
No, they know I'm on the phone. This is where I have to go to make a call. Otherwise, they climb all over me.
Uh huh. So. Did Chris Morris, speaking of super smart guys, he directed a couple episodes.
Yeah, he's super smart. He's like, he's the brass eye guy, and he did that movie, The Four Lions. Mm-hmm. And he's really, really talented, pretty brilliant.
Like, he seems like scary. Like, I'd be scared to meet him smart. Like...
Well, he was the one director that I was intimidated by because I was afraid as well. He's whip smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But when he comes in, but it was a good experience.
Yeah, he's great. He directed some of my favorite episodes.
Oh, I wish I could.
Yeah, he's great.
I just wish you were doing more.
You're doing more than Chris Morris.
No, that's not true. Stop. That's
when is your book coming out?
My book of essays called My Crazy Life. I Can't Believe the Things That Happened to Me. It's
you and John had a book.
No, there's no book. There's no book. But I'll write a book of my crazy essays of just fun. Yeah, you know, fun stories.
What it's like to be a New Yorker or something like that.
Yeah, it'll be like, hey, I'm from New Jersey, but like it'll say New York and York will be scribbled out and then like written, like it'll say yeah. Jersey, something like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Chapter one, I'm stuck outside the Holland Tunnel. When is the traffic going to budge? I got to get into the city. Now, Matt Walsh.
Hi.
That's you, Tom.
How are you?
He's in the car.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Good.
How old are you? How old are you?
11.
11? 7.
Recording to my dad's phone. You've been on the phone for 9 minutes.
Yes, 9 minutes.
Tom has a book.
Now, is your dad funny? What's the funniest thing your dad does? What's the funniest thing dad does?
What's the funniest thing dad does? Anything?
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Nothing?
I don't know.
Okay, he doesn't know, but he, am I funny?
Yes.
He said yes.
Have you ever seen... Have you seen Dad in...
They've seen Elf. That's the only thing they've seen.
Okay. They didn't see Freak Dance?
No.
Where Dad played Adolf Hitler Jr.?
Adolf Hitler Jr., one of my better roles.
Let me name some things. You tell me if you can name these. I'm going to name some characters you played, Matt. You tell me if you can name what thing they were in.
Okay. You must have my IMDb up. Go.
Let's see. Fred Anderton.
Christmas with the Cranks.
No, that's called May the Best Man Win.
Oh, May the Best Man Win. Shit. Sorry.
There we go. Ship. And you did it again.
Chip.
No, don't worry. You're good.
All right. I said Chip.
I know. I heard it. Jerry Stern.
Outsourced.
That's right. Outsourced. NBC sitcom Outsourced.
One and done.
Yes. Not on Hulu.
No?
I don't know. It's on Hulu minus.
That's see. How I keep my indie cred. I'm on Hulu minus.
Yeah. Let's see. Dean Sawyer.
Wow. Dean Sawyer?
Yeah.
No idea.
Addicts Anonymous.
Oh, wow.
You were in four episodes as Dean Sawyer.
That was a web series. That's harder to remember.
Let's see here. One more.
Trotter.
No, of course, I could have gotten that one. Trotter. Okay.
Can you name the four UCB names?
Before UCB? Can I name them?
Yep.
Yeah, Adair, Trotter, Colby, and Lance. Was that the other one, Lance? Who was
that? No, it was Ian's character.
Ian's character was Gronk?
No.
Wait, I can't remember.
Antoine,
that's right. Right now, people are screaming at their computers. They're screaming Antoine. Sorry.
Antoine.
Okay, let's pull one more here. You played the trick. Here's a trick one. Walsh.
I'm going to say Old School.
It's Old School. And what else did you play Walsh in?
I played Walsh with a V in The Hangover.
School for Scoundrels, you played Walsh.
Did I?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that. I didn't know my character's name in that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That was an all-time high for Todd Phillips.
The Matt Walsh trilogy?
The Scoundrels
was that classroom. They should have slid some of those dudes in the classroom up to the front of the room, if you ask me.
John Glazer, Paul Scheer, Joe Nunez.
Aziz.
Adelito. Who?
Aziz was in that classroom.
Aziz was in there. Yeah. So was Jim Parsons from The Big Bang.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you got Billy Bob Thornton clogging the whole thing up front. You go sit in the back of the room. You redo that classroom. He's in the back.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get you in trouble. You're in show business. I don't want Billy Bob Thornton coming after you. I'm only speaking for myself here.
I know. I don't want any trouble. That's like all the jazz greats sitting on the stoop in Harlem in that classroom.
Yes, it's just like when all the jazz greats sat on that stoop in Harlem. I don't know what that means.
You know that classic photo. Come on, the big photo that was they captured that whole moment.
I'll find out more about that. Okay.
All right.
Let's see. Okay. You also have something that's coming out on you've directed a few things now, right? Two movies? Three movies? What have you directed?
Two movies. The second movie is coming out on a video on demand transaction device near you. It's called A Better You, and it's got Brian Husky, Horatio Sands, Aaron Hayes, Rob Hubel, my lovely wife Morgan, myself, Adam Pally, lots of folks.
That's this summer. People can get that on demand.
Yeah, it'll be in your Hulus or your iTunes or, you know, those, maybe even a hotel menu if we're lucky.
Sure. You can watch it at the hotel. Now, I'm not, yeah. I don't want you to name names on this, but I'm just going to ask you, this is a yes or no question. Have you ever looked at people coming out of the Upright Citizens Brigade ranks and said, how is that person more successful than I am? No names.
Have I looked at some? Sure. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
It's fair. It's fair.
Have you looked at another person and said?
Yes, I do. Yeah, it's an hour. It's an hourly event with me.
Who do you most begrudge? Whose success do you most hate?
Oh, I'm not getting into this now. Anybody who listens even somewhat closely to the show can probably name about eight of them with my muttered under the breath grumbles. They can pick up on who they are.
I have a question, Tom.
Yeah, what's that?
I'm going to the Knicks Sixers game on Sunday. Is there anyone I should watch?
What? What? Are you? You could play in that game, man.
That's what I mean. I know they're both the worst teams in basketball. But is there someone that like I should watch? Like, oh, that guy's great.
Sure. Check out Cole Aldridge. Thrill to the all-encompassing stiffness of Knicks backup center Cole Aldridge.
Wait. All right.
Yeah, you've got it. You're going to get your money's worth at that game. Knicks Sixers. That's like, it seems like that's like you lost a bet to have to go to that game.
They were super cheap, but I'm going to bring the kids to a game when I'm there. So,
well, you know what?
Come on.
No, that part. You know what? That's fair. That's the reason why to go to that game. It's not like you and your buddy are going to that game and you're just like, what are we doing here at this thing? No.
No.
No, this
is a pride match.
Yes. This is, and you show the kids get to see a game. They get to watch the players run around. Everybody will have fun. You'll maybe buy a Cole Aldrich jersey for all of your whole family. You'll end up buying. Everybody's going to leave with Cole Aldrich jerseys and headbands.
I would love to have a Cole Aldrich jersey.
Yeah, we'll get.
Was he a high draft pick or no?
I don't think so. I think he seems like he might have know James Dolan or something, or like, or it might have been like an Eddie situation, like the movie Eddie, where like he hit a half court shot and then they let him join the team or something.
Okay,
like it almost has the feel of that.
Now, well, like he came in to fix the air conditioner and he was 7 feet tall.
He came in to fix the air conditioner and then like just was out there alone and then just dunked a basketball and then like, wait a minute, what's your name, young man? And then next thing they just go get a boilerplate rookie contract from a desk drawer and next thing you know he's on the team.
You're gonna be my project, son. You're my project.
Yeah. Sink or swim. We're in this together. And then you jump forward a year and they're both outside the garden going tickets. Who's got tickets?
Does the town hate Phil Jackson or are they still giving him a chance?
No, I feel like I think you're from Chicago. You have your own opinion of him because he did everything for you and it went well. I think he's I think he's fraudulent, Phil Jackson. You roll the ball out. Yeah.
Really?
He's never had a team that hasn't had one of the five best players in NBA history on it that he won with.
Yeah, but he didn't screw it up. I mean, he won 11 championships or something like that.
Yeah, but six of them were Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Three of them were Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Three of them were Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Dennis Rodman. And then the other ones were either Shaq and Kobe or Kobe. It'd be like if I was putting together a UCB squad and I put you on it. I'd win every time.
But the Heat didn't win with LeBron. I mean, they had the best player.
Wait, when did he have LeBron on his team?
No, I'm saying that guy Eric Spoelstra, he didn't bring it home every time he had LeBron.
He went to the finals every time.
But he didn't win it all.
Yeah, but then he's even worse than Phil Jackson. That's the only thing I can say about that. Congratulations, right, Phil Jackson. This guy's a worse coach than you. Now, what 2015, we have what to look forward to from you? You have that movie, A Better You, people can watch. You have Veep is on in like a week and a half.
Yeah.
What else can people look forward to from Matt Walsh?
I did a small movie called Wild Oats with Demi Moore and Shirley MacLaine and Jessica Lange and Billy Connolly.
Really?
It's like an old person's comedy, and it'll be a small release. I don't know when. Probably this year, though. We filmed it in Spain last year.
Wild Oats.
Yeah. Wild Oats, yeah. That's a guy you should have on your show, Billy Connolly.
Yeah, that's the guy who was on that teacher show, right?
And we also had Howard Hessman, so we had both heads of the class on set.
Wow, that's like that's like getting two James Bonds in the same thing.
Yeah, and they never met. And they'd never met until that movie.
Two heads of the class in one place.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
Yes, how crazy, inconceivably crazy.
It is.
And just remember this, Matt. This is between us. You're never not going to be number two.
It's locked.
Might be a lifetime lock. That's the lowest. Lowest you ever go is two.
Dude, I'll take it.
And I'm telling you, you've got a puncher's chance at number one.
At one? No. Come on.
I tell you. And the winner?
Oh.
And the winner is Matt Walsh, Veep.
No,
then a week later, and Best Actor award goes to Matt Walsh, Hits. Then you win for Hits.
Oh, Hits. For Hits.
You start just racking up the awards. The Improv Award goes to Matt Walsh. How bad would improv awards be? Think about how long an improv award ceremony would go.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
Who's the greatest improviser you've ever seen?
The single greatest improviser I've ever seen?
Sure, it's a silly question.
It might be Horatio.
Wow, interesting. Why Horatio? I love Horatio. Why Horatio?
Because he could just explode. And he could just I think nobody had more ideas than like Adam McKay. He had the most ideas.
Yes.
Horatio was like the most explosive. Ian, though, is the most complete. And you do it with the most ease, where you make it look easy, like Jack Benny.
I'm like the Dean Martin of improv. You've said that.
Yes, but you do it where it's just you've got the skill, but it's a hard thing to make stuff look comfortable. Like you're not sweating it out.
And who's the most overrated improviser you watched?
The most overrated improviser. That's a good question.
Like somebody you heard some buzz about, like this guy's the best, or she's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the show, and you're like, no. They couldn't shine Horatio's shoes.
I could think of somebody, but I'm not saying it.
Okay, that's fine.
It's not nice to say mean things about people.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, you see, you know what it is? I look at myself and the way I am. I gripe about this one. I gripe about that one. Then you see other people. They go through their career, and they don't gripe about people, and they're doing just fine. They keep it to themselves. Yeah. They don't do it in front in a microphone.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's learning to be Hollywood right there.
I guess so. Look, I know you see a thing like, you see a guy like, you see like Paul Blart too, and you just want to jump off a roof. You're like, why am I not Paul Blart?
Because I'm not Kevin James. He's famous.
But what about, how about this? Paul Blart 3, he sits it out, and then his brother shows up on a Segway, Matt Walsh.
That's a tough franchise to step into. I mean, if you're Blart's brother and you got to resurrect the franchise without Blart, you're going to alienate the fan base because you're not Blart.
Okay.
And then it's like, who's this guy? So they're going to be sitting arms folded, you know.
But then you'd earn it. How about this then? Paul Blart 3, : the Blart identity. Do like a whole Bourne identity, but it's the Blart identity. And they can change it.
Yeah, maybe people mistake me as Blart.
Yeah. Hey, aren't you Paul Blart? No, I'm not.
No.
That?
No.
Yeah. Well, look, Matt Walsh, everybody needs to watch Veep in a week or so when it comes back. It's one of my favorite shows. It's so great.
Okay.
And this is a good season?
Yes, the fourth season has Hugh Laurie coming in. That'll be good.
Nice.
And she's president and running for president, so she will screw that up, I'm sure.
Okay.
And it's a much bigger show just because she's surrounded by, you know, every room she walks into, there's 20 people and security and chiefs of staff. So we have less time with her, so we're all sort of spun out on our own little journeys this season.
That's awesome.
So I think it is. I think it'll be good. I do.
I can't wait. I really can't. It's really great, and you're great on it. And all, you know, I was so happy that you got that because that's a role that you deserve to have.
Thank you. No, I'm very happy to be on it. They let you improvise, so that's good.
So people can watch Veep. This summer, people can check out A Better You on demand, and people can see you on Twitter at Mr. Matt Walsh.
Mr. Matt Walsh, yes.
All right. Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Tom. Nice to chat with you.
You have a great night.
All right. Okay. You too, brother.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
How's that, Mike? Good? He's funny, right? Matt's a good guy. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.